From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A senior North Korean official is reportedly on his way to the U.S. after stopping in Beijing, presumably to speak with U.S. officials ahead of a proposed U.S.-North Korea summit in Singapore. Kim Jong-chol has been closely involved with talks with South Korea. Monday, President Donald Trump and Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe spoke by phone, planning to hold face-to-face discussions ahead of that meeting between Mr. Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. International Strategic Studies Professor Yoichiro Sato at the Rimsumeikan Asia Pacific University said Mr. Abe wants an update on the proposed talks.
Japan has been strongly backing the U.S. stance on the CVID, complete, verifiable, irreversible disarmament of North Korea. For the U.S. to move from that means there's a great implication for Japan's standing, especially Japan's stance on presence of U.S. troops on the Korean Peninsula.
That face-to-face meeting between the Japanese and American leaders could come on the sidelines of the Group of Seven economic summit next month in Canada. The White House said both leaders affirmed the shared imperative of achieving the complete and permanent dismantlement of North Korea's weapons of mass destruction. Mali's President Ibrahim Boubacar Keïta has announced he'll run for re-election in July. The 73-year-old Mr. Keïta made the announcement on state television Monday. He'll be among a dozen other candidates, including opposition leader and former finance minister Sulemaya Cisse. Jihadist and ethnic violence has plagued the country and cast doubt on whether all sections could participate in elections that have been repeatedly postponed since 2013. This is VOA News. France is hosting a conference Tuesday seeking a political roadmap for Libya, a country that's been in chaos since the fall of dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. Paris hopes to secure a collective agreement on elections by the end of the year. The International Crisis Group warned the meeting could be counterproductive. Anthony Billingsley is a Middle East lecturer at the University of New South Wales.
Some groups in Libya are being either bypassed entirely or treated to second-class roles in the process. And the other thing is the role of General Haftar, who is perhaps one of the biggest problems in the whole process, because he is central to the government in the east of the country.
Billingsley said Haftar is viewed suspiciously by some as a dictator in waiting. The conference will also involve Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj, head of the UN-backed Unity government in Tripoli. Snap elections in Italy are now expected later this year after President Sergio Mattarella appointed former International Monetary Fund official Carlo Cottarelli as interim prime minister. Massimo Franco is political correspondent for Convair della Sera newspaper.
They demonstrated that they couldn't form a government, or anyway, that they wanted to impose a candidate who was not in tune with our European agreements.
Mr. Mattarella Sunday vetoed Eurosceptic Paolo Savona as economy minister, a choice made by both the Five Star Movement and Northern League, who gained the most votes in last March's election. European Union foreign ministers met Monday in Brussels to find ways to preserve the Iran nuclear agreement now that the U.S. has pulled out. Belgian Foreign Minister Didier Reynders said it's important the EU prove it has the ability to seal such deals.
We try to go further with the JCPOA. First of all, because it's a very clear commitment from the European Union and the entire international community. So it's very important to prove that we have the capacity to implement. So we will do that with the Iranian partners, not only on the public side, with the Central Bank, with the European Investment Bank, but we try also to promote the presence of SMEs in Iran, and we try also to promote the possibility for the very large companies to work in Iran.
The reimposition of U.S. sanctions following the U.S. pullout will penalize foreign firms doing business with Tehran. Palestinian militants in Gaza Tuesday fired a barrage of mortar shells into southern Israel. Most were intercepted by Israel's Iron Dome aerial defense system. No casualties have been reported. Several Palestinians have been killed in recent days in attempts to breach the border fence between Israel and Gaza. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has been released from a West Bank hospital after a stay of more than a week to treat a lung infection. The 82-year-old Abbas, who took over leadership in 2004, had earlier been hospitalized for ear surgery and was also being treated for pneumonia. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.